Hello, everyone. It's 6:35 in the morning, UK time, and it's Sunday, the 13th, and I'm outside with Rosie, waiting for her to go to the toilet, and I just wanted to show you how quiet it was. I mean, there are cars close by. It's a lovely morning, actually. There's a lovely breeze. We don't get days like that in July in Israel. What's Rosie doing? She's peeing.
What is she doing?
She peed.
Okay. Anything else?
Not yet. She may want to. The sandwiches yesterday were very nice. And then I had a shower in a very, very strange bath. They have these up really hot. I don't know why the bath is so high up. It's really weird. And then we slept. I didn't sleep that soundly, but I slept okay. And we woke up to an alert, a message on our phones that a siren sounded, overnight. Few hours ago, and remember now, Israel is 2 hours away ahead of. Well, it must have rained in the night, because all the leaves are wet. But they're really wet. Maybe it's dew.
Yeah.
Couple of hours ago, and Israel's 2 hours ahead, so it would be like close to 9 in the morning, and many flights leave in the morning. Anyway, sirens sounded throughout the airport area, which is amazing. I mean, not amazing good, but just like, we were just there, you know, and we got out. It didn't happen yesterday, it happened today. And I think that if we were still in Israel and we'd heard that it happened at the airport, we would have been like, oh, shit. I don't know, I think, I honestly thought that as soon as I got to the UK, I would be majorly relieved and it would all go away and it would hit me. I'm not saying it hasn't, I think part of it did hit me, I think part of it is relief, but I still find it a bit difficult to believe that we're actually out of range of the rockets. I mean, way out of range, you know? And, you know, way out of range. You know, when we heard planes, I mean, we're close to Heathrow here, so we heard a lot of planes, and we had to remind ourselves, no, these are not fighter jets, this is Heathrow, we're in England, we're safe. And I think what's beginning to hit me is how much it affected us. Like I said, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you act, you don't allow yourself to feel too much. Unbelievable. And it's like we were on tinderhooks because every sound, like, our sense of hearing was really heightened. Like, we reacted to every sound, you know. If the water cooler or the fridge started to, you know, sometimes how fridges go on and off, it's like, what's that? Oh, it's the fridge. Oh, you know, it's not hysteria, but it's jumpiness. It's this kind of height of alert. And it's like, okay, you don't need that anymore. We don't need that anymore now. And it's very, very hard to let go of it in an instant. I mean, I'm sure within the next few days, I hope, otherwise it's a problem, but it will slowly dissipate. But right now, it's just a weird feeling. It's like, are we really not in danger anymore? Are we really safe? And, you know, and of course, our thoughts are with the rest of the people who are not safe now. You know, The emotions that this brings out are a lot more complicated than anyone can imagine. It's not like, oh, I'm scared when it happens. Oh, I'm relieved when it doesn't. It goes so much deeper. Anyway, I'm waffling, and I actually just wanted you to hear what a lovely morning it is. It's just perfect breeze, and Rosie's taking me on safari here. They have these lovely gardens. I think it's an old Victorian house that they made into, but it's huge. It's like one of those, what do you call these, estate homes? I mean, I'm sure it's not an estate home per se, because it doesn't have, like, I don't know, but it has grounds, and it has, yeah. Anyways, we'll get dressed, and, well, I'm dressed, and I got my clothes and stuff, you know. I already got dressed for the day, because we have a train to catch. Get ready, I mean, and put on a bit of makeup, and, you know, 8 o'clock we'll go to breakfast, and, well, I have to feed Rosie, of course. I won't forget, but, you know, as soon as she shows me that she really is done here, I'll feed her. And, actually, I think she is done, because now she's just walking around. So let's go back to the room. Now, I'm walking on this grassy hill, and not hill, but this pot. You know, path that's kind of raised, and now there's like a step, and now we're going into the room. Rosie, find the room. And she did, she found the room. I hope this is our room. No, it isn't. I don't know what this is. This is some kind of open area. Oh, where are you? She took me into this kind of doorway. I mean, it's not the room, right? I was like, what the hell is that? Here's our room.
It occurred to me, it's been daylight for a couple of hours. Daylight.
I saw it. I woke up about, I think about 4 or something, and it wasn't dark anymore.
Yeah, but you know, you see how light it isn't, though. It's really relatively dark.
It's not dark, it's light.
Yes, but it's not as bright as...
I think it's because it's a bit overcast.
Yeah, it is overcast. I think it's just, you know, we're further north. Going in? She didn't do anything.
She peed.
Yeah, she did.
So, yeah, now we're in the room. And I will take off her lead.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, I have to tell you guys, about something that happened to Heathrow yesterday. I was like, it was so stupid that it made me laugh. When we were riding in this prisoner car, which wasn't a prisoner car, which was the buggy. Yeah, well, there was this guy there. Now, they drove us with the buggy into a lift, which I thought was just surreal. Anyway, this guy said, what's your dog's name? And I said, look, because I have a problem. I wonder what other guide dog handlers do when asked about the dog's name when they're working, because obviously you don't want... So I said, look, her name's Rosie, but please don't call her because she's working. So don't say her name. And he goes, okay, no problem. Rosie! I was like, and the guy who was with us, who was really a nice guy, by the way,
yeah,
said, don't you understand she's working?
I said, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Anyway, I need to locate Rosie's food. And so I will let you go and publish this, and I hope you all have a beautiful Sunday.
Ooh,
what's that? What's that then? What's that then? I don't know. Alright, I am going to... Where's that food?
The other case. Yes,
alright. I will talk to you guys soon. I'll keep you posted.